Love is just pouring out of her soul right now.
It's pouring out of her pores.
It's pouring out of my pores.
It is. Wow.
Yes. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a very special episode of the Black Boy Collective Presents Justice and Juice. One of your favorite hosts just got engaged, and if you've been keeping up, you know that we are going to be demanding all of the details from our friend Laska Music today. Congratulations, friend.
Thank you.
Yes, congratulations.
I'm super happy. I'm very excited.
Aww, we're happy.
But first, who are you?
Oh, I'm a person.
and first.
I'm also Casey. I'm drinking out of my Justice and Juice mug.
Yes.
As activist artist Ash Holt on the back in honor.
Perfect.
Yes. And I'm drinking coffee out of this. And then I have a vat of water. And then instead of a third drink today, I'm just eating a little parfait. Eating a little yogurt parfait, which I'm going to desperately try to do without you guys hearing it. So,
good luck on that. Love that. Love that energy.
That's what's happening so with me.
If it's not a burrito, it's a parfait for this one.
I know. I just gotta eat, y'all. Mornings be busy. Listen. You know what I'm saying? Food just has to happen while you're
gotta eat.
Paige, Brigitte, what's going on?
Hello. Hi, everybody. It's Paige. I am drinking.
Hi, Paige.
Hi. Missed you. I am drinking a big old cup of coffee out of my love mug in honor of the love in this room.
We all brought something in honor.
In honor.
I feel like this is our Alaska music shrine.
It is.
Thanks, guys.
And then I'm also drinking a bunch of water. Yeah, that's it. That's all I have. You newly engaged lady, what about you?
Hi. Alaska here, activist artist asshole. I am super excited. Sorry, I was trying to think about what I was drinking, and then I was like, what am I going to say? I'm drinking lemon water. Lemon water this morning. I'm trying to hit that 8 glasses a day thing. It's very hard. I have to just like remind myself in my thing. And then I have a shake here. I'm popping some, well, that's not about one a day. Vitamins, guys. And some maca root. So that's what we're doing.
I would like to point out that you used a random accent while you were telling us what you...
My lemon water. You can't say lemon water without the accent. That's really weird.
I do all
the time.
Lemon
water. Lemon water. Who's it? Lemon. This isn't... No.
Paige. Lemon water.
My ears.
Lemony water.
Lemony water. Citrus water. Water with lemon. Can I get a water with lemon? Can I get a water with no ice and lemon?
Shake is not very good, if anybody's wondering. hey Wiz over there, my hair twin.
Hey, how's it going? You guys are hair sisters.
Mm-hmm. Engaged twin. I guess I'm married now, so
I was gonna say you're not.
I was once engaged.
I was engaged before.
That is true. Many moons ago, I was engaged.
Yes. Many moons ago. And it was amazing. What's up, guys? It's the Wiz, aka Zach, aka. Do I have another AKA? Probably not.
I don't think so.
I am drinking coffee out of not something that I should be. This is my Chubby Cat Cannabis coffee cup, not my Blackboard Collective or Justice and Juice one. But still pretty cute. And I'm just very excited to hear the story of the engagement because energy that Alaska has today is as if Mount Everest has been lifted off of her shoulders.
Oh my God.
She has the stress, the anxiety, and I'm ready to hear the whole story.
So. Truly. Yeah. I'm so excited. We will get there.
We must save it.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
So first, we have a black business, which Paige is going to tell us about.
Yes.
Yes, we do. All right, guys. Mm-hmm. Black business this month is Nobody Jones Boutique, an LA-based boutique that sells ready-to-wear contemporary clothing at affordable prices without compromising great quality. They specialize in jersey dresses, separates, and jumpsuits designed by owner Odessa B. They are located at 5593 West Pico Boulevard in Los Angeles, California, and you can follow them on Instagram at Nobody Jones Boutique. You can also head over to the blkboardcollective.com, scroll down, and click on the green Learn More button, and they will take you right to their website. Thank you so much. This has been the Black Business Corner.
Woo! That was a beautiful commercial.
I love that.
It was also accompanied by wonderful visuals of The Wiz and Lasky Music fixing their hair together. Like, they were like, doing their whole thing.
I missed it.
It was very fun to watch. It was good visual content to accompany the Black Business. So, yes, Nobody Jones Boutique. Shop there. Her stuff is super cute. I really enjoy it.
Yeah, she's already scrolling. We already know.
Oh, yeah. I've scrolled many times. I have my eye on a few dresses, trying to decide which one I want.
Ooh. I haven't looked at it yet.
What is
it?
I did. What does that mean?
It's just like a type of fabric.
T-shirt. It's like t-shirt fabric, right?
Really?
Yeah, they'll be like soft dresses.
I thought basketball dress.
I mean, that's what it used to be.
But maybe.
In the early 2000s, that was, like, that was a thing. No, in the early 2000s, it was for sure an actual jersey that was made into a dress.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yes. But now it's just talking about jersey fabric because we
now it's just like a t-shirt. Thank God. Well, I don't know.
Around.
A lot of really terrible fashion things are coming back. And I'm upset.
I feel like it's like whatever you want to wear now from any era. It is. It's okay.
Early 2000s.
And if you want to mix them and match, sure.
It's actually, I need to just.
I say this right now when I am literally in like a crop sweater that has like a big old neck. Like, this is the most 90s thing I've ever put on my body. But.
We're 90s babies though.
I'm into
90s.
They're trying to take all our shit now.
I don't even need them to take it. I need them to rebuke low-rise jeans like so hard.
Yes.
Like, I need them to be like,
early 2000s, though. That's what I'm saying.
We're not.
Like, early 2000s is the most tacky era. Like, people think that the 80s is the most tacky. And the 80s had a lot of shit that wasn't okay. But early 2000s was just like, what are we doing here? Like, are we
so many layers?
Do y'all remember the denim fit that Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears wore, the matching head-to-toe denim?
Who could ever forget?
Yes.
Who could forget?
It's just,
who could forget
it's
that?
It's so bad. Also, everything that they wore ever in Coyote Ugly, it's so bad.
Yikes.
All and yet really so bad. Right.
I also just think about like Disney Channel stars, like what Disney put people in. Like, Disney put people in a lot of terrible outfits. Like, I think about what Raven had to wear in That's So Raven. And she was, like,
I think about fun.
And then you're like, what is happening? Like, she's like, I'm a designer. And you're like, yeah, you are, girl. And then you're like, why?
I think about what they did to her mom's hair, to Takiya Crystal Kima's hair sometimes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I just. That was really the show that made me be like, okay, I need a black stylist in the room. Because if nobody needs to let me go out there looking like that, they would do the craziest. I feel like they were just putting clips and sticking braids.
Like it was from
probably Megan McCain's hairstylist.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although I love Babs.
I wouldn't be surprised. I love Babs too. And they're trying to do it to be funny. Booyah. This was not the case on That's So Raven. They would put her out there. I just felt so bad for her. Anyway, this is a spiral leading to nowhere. I wanted to
Gen Zers, if you're listening, please do not. Please do not. No low rise jeans.
Yeah.
Please.
No.
They're going to
do
it. They're already doing it. The love. What are we going to,
And bell bottoms are like.
No, listen. No, my favorite is that they take. They take 70s and then mix it with the 90s, and that's an outfit. The way you get in with it is you just choose two eras and then put them together. And then you're in, and then it works.
I do a lot of 70s and a lot of 90s.
Yeah. Look, I am the last person to talk about fashion. Okay. Like I wear sweats. Like,
okay. Thank you. All day long. Yep. Black so, t-shirts. Look at my closet. Just t-shirts.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but I would just say this. I'm just suggesting this for all of us as we get older.
Okay.
I wear black.
You were like the most swaggy person. Yes. You have a lot of basics, but the pieces that you have are really nice. Like they come together to, you'll like throw a vest over a t-shirt with some cute skinny jeans and like a nice boot and have your, she looks like a 90s grunge rock star most of the time. So don't let her fool you in this, like, I don't do a thing because she does. But continue.
If I go to brunch with you, I'll dress up.
I could have let her lie to the people.
That's, I guess, most of the time when I see you in person.
Yeah.
It's brunch.
Yeah, it's brunch, so that's fair.
But I was just going to say that it's important for us as we get older to let the kids do what they want to do.
Because except they for didn't get jeans.
To. But they
fuck them kids.
You have to not align somewhere.
Well, I'm saying that. Here's my thought is that they will learn, just like we learned, that certain things just don't work. But they have to go through it themselves. And if we sit here and act, you know, like we're, you know, we can start being a bit, you know, crotchety, you know, elders. And,
crotchety elders?
I think let's let them, called, let's, we just got called crotchety old we just, women. That's what
you
we
just called let the, on old
our,
let,
in let, my own languages. In my own home.
I am not 30 until Monday, so can you take that back?
Let's like just let goddamn. The kids. Let's let the kids learn the kids. On their own.
That's you know what I have to say about
okay,
that?
I think that's fair, except for the low-rise jeans. Thank you, Paige.
Them kids. I don't care about them kids. I do care about the kids. Exactly. I care very much about the youth of America. But like,
yeah. We already know low-rise jeans don't work. Why? We'll just beat around the book. Like, just jump. We skip the part where they got to figure it out. We know it doesn't work. Mm-hmm. We got video and photo proof.
Oh, yeah. We do.
We all have
unfortunate.
We have the eating disorders to prove it. Okay? It's not for anybody.
That's the other thing. Is that like... I mean, it's not like, okay, so I just threw an early 2000s get together for my boyfriend's birthday. And so I was having to look at all of these clothes.
Jersey dress. I saw that picture.
Oh, happy birthday, Mason.
I wore a jersey dress. Yay.
Hello, Quirin. Happy birthday. Hello, Quirin.
But I was looking at the low-rise jeans and I was like, whose body? Why was everybody just nobody had any sort of lower stomach issues in this era? Mm-hmm. Were we just all not eating?
They were all starving. They were starving.
Like people's bottom stomachs are not that flat. It's very few people that I know who can wear a low rise jean.
There's a, there's like YouTube videos of people trying the night, like they would do like the Friends diet, the Sex and the City diet, like trying to follow the diets of these stars who were like during the 90s. Yeah. And they were eating like 1200 calories. They were eating like avocado and eggs in the morning, lemon water, doing like an hour and a half of like physical activity, exercise. And then like eating what they called low carb, which means no carbs at all. They're like, yeah, it's low carb. There's nothing. There's nothing there.
Yeah. So no, I'm sure they had to. There is no way that you can wear those jeans proudly.
The girl, there's a girl who does the video. She's so funny. She like in the middle of the video, she'd be like, I'm so hungry. I'm just so hungry. She's like, all I keep thinking about is food. I'm just so hungry right now. Like, I don't know how they did it. I was like, wow, that's rough.
It's very
watch those
sad.
Videos, guys. Free little plug.
It's so sad because there's still so many people that have that idea of food. And like, you know,
you're not
like,
supposed to eat anything.
It's so damning. It's so damaging. So Gen Zers, please just listen to us, your crotchety ass old elders. And just please.
That's us.
Just
we
please.
We might be crotchety,
just,
but that doesn't mean we're wrong.
Yeah.
I feel like
there
should be a second.
You know what? Listen to your music. Make your TikToks. Do your video dances or whatever the hell you children do. But just please keep the low-rise jeans out of it. Please.
Yeah,
I am begging you.
I am begging something that needs to come back.
Thank you. Yeah. That's all I have
before
to say.
Before we move into Alaska's story of her engagement planning and
my God, I feel like I'm the guest.
You are the guest.
I can't.
Do forget sometimes that I am the oldest person on this by a lot. And so when I say that was me projecting my own elder crotchetiness onto you guys. So I apologize for.
No, yeah,
so
we're crotchety. What are you? What
exactly.
Are
you? Well, no, you aren't. I am referring to myself when I say that. But then when you're all like, I'm not even 30, I'm like, fuck.
I
forgot how old I am.
Because I haven't heard that word since fucking, I don't know, Christmas Carol.
Oh, old man crotchety.
I mean, I accept my identity as an old crotchety person. I'm a young old crotchety person.
Yeah, hell yeah. Somebody thought I was 23 the other day, and I just let it happen. I was like, okay, sure.
Me and B got carded yesterday when we were out getting sushi, and we were like, yeah.
It's like, okay, I love it when they go, sorry, I have to card you. I'm like, no, don't apologize.
Yeah,
oh, please. Continue to card me, please.
Wow, you think I'm under 21 years old? That's a fucking joke. But thank you so much for making my day.
Tiffany loves that. Well, she just turned 30 on the 19th, so she, like, we went out for, like, drinks, you know? Her and I just went to, like, brunch or something. And
happy belated birthday, Tiff.
There you go. There you go, babe. And then she like ordered the drink. Our fiance. Thank you. There you are, fiance. but she like ordered her drink. So and the guy was like, sorry, I'm going to have to card you. She was like, no. She like had a whole reaction. It was great. So good. She was very excited to be
He was like, please, card me.
Yeah.
Card me as long as I can possibly be carded.
It's honestly all right, the best. Okay, we're going to jump into Alaska's story, but I just wanted to, I mean, it is justice and juice, so I just wanted to give two things that I saw on the news that were good things. I'm not going to take us down a whole bad rabbit hole. It brought me a lot of delight to hear that Biden was caught on a hot mic calling a Fox reporter a stupid son of a bitch. That made my heart go pitter-patter, and so I wanted to share that with the world. In case
it's also not just a Fox reporter. It's Peter Ducey, who is so annoying and so stupid. So good for you, Joe. Way to go.
Yeah. So that's good news. And then there's also this article I saw, which I thought was very apt for me to bring up on this podcast specifically because we talk about gun violence a lot and our issues with it. And apparently San Jose, California is getting closer to adopting the first in the nation, which is a little sad, but let's just focus on the good. The first in the nation law to address gun violence by requiring all gun owners to pay a fee and carry liability insurance. So they're tightening up some of the laws around being able to – they're voting on it today. And it seems like it's going to pass, that they're confident that it's going to pass. And it would be like the tightest gun restrictions in the nation. So I thought that was good news and a good thing for us to track, as hopefully they pass that. And then hopefully it's a trickle down effect to other at least, you know, it's going to be first the liberal places. But, you know, we just need it to trickle on down and just keep spreading like wildfire, hopefully.
Well, yeah. What if it turns out to be really useful in curbing gun violence, right? We don't know, hasn't been issued before. So what if this actually does a really good thing and it helps make people be more responsible, they protect their guns more, there's less gun sales to people that aren't going to provide that kind of, you know, insurance coverage, et cetera. And that could be a really great step that still allows people to own a firearm, but be responsible. So it's not infringing anyone's rights, but it just makes people be responsible as they should for owning a weapon that is really, especially a handgun, it's used for killing people. It's not a gun you use for anything other than that.
Yeah, exactly. It's not a hunting gun. Yeah. Yeah. So I was really happy to see that. I know it's a small step, but any step toward regulating guns for me is a huge win because we've just been screaming about it since we started this podcast. So very happy to see that. Whew. And with that, Alaska motherfucking music. We want every detail.
Oh, Alaska, Tiffany's fiance.
I guess let me just start with the fact that for any of the listeners who don't know my fiance, Tiffany, this is not a new relationship. We've been together for 8 years. So that was on Christmas, was 8 years. So we like to take our time to do
things. Your anniversary is Christmas?
It is. Well,
Y'all are so cute.
Well, not because I didn't... It was when I gave her a promise ring, so it was when we officially started dating.
A promise ring.
You gave
her a promise ring
when you officially started dating.
If anyone's wondering what that sound is, I vomit when things are cute. So that this is all me vomiting
That's so cute. Alaska hates us. Yeah. Keep going.
Sorry, continue.
So anyway, I was rudely interrupted. So yeah, we've been together for quite a while, and then this has actually been like 2 years of planning, really, like even maybe longer than that in my head, because it was originally supposed to be somewhere else. It's been like So like all the anxiety that you guys have seen over the period, like for over a period of time, is been not just built up from like it actually counting down the days, knowing when the actual date was set. Cause that was terrifying mm-hmm. when you have something planned for so long and then things change and then you have an actual date and then it's like, there's 10 more days. Now there's 7 more days. Now there's 5 more days. It's like,
it's here. Oh God. It's the day.
God, it's fucking going to happen. No. Cause like, it's like, you know, they say, right, you only do this once in life. Many people have done other things. Hey, I'm not judging anybody, but I've been fortunate to be able to find my life partner. I don't think everyone gets to find their life partner in a lifetime. And I'm lucky to have found mine. So please stop throwing up.
I'm going to delete those. I'm deleting those. Yeah, delete those. Those are gross.
First of all, Tiffany hates it.
Casey, mute that.
She's going to be like, what the fuck?
I'm sorry.
Like every time you feel the need to vomit.
Why are you ruining my moment?
Seriously. Stop.
Oh my God, I'm crying. Okay. Keep going.
Whenever you're finished, Casey.
I will try to hold my vomit.
Oh my God. That didn't make it better. It was not better. Oh
keep going. God. I'm muting myself.
Please. Oh my God. No. I want the commentary. I just don't want the throw up.
I'm eating my parfait, okay?
Okay.
All right, just don't throw it back up on me while you're eating
please.
It.
Please.
Anyway, I don't even know where I left off. Anyways, yeah, I basically found my soulmate and my life partner, which I think is just awesome. I don't think everyone gets to find theirs in a lifetime, right? That's just fucking wild to me. So after, like, I had so many plans on where I wanted to do this originally, because Tiffany loves Europe, I wanted to take her to the castle in Germany that was modeled after the Disney castle was modeled after. There was originally that. I wanted to take her to Ireland. Like, then the world shut down, as we all know, and things just, there was no fucking way. Like, you know, we all went into this deep, dark depression of COVID pandemic. And so it was really hard to navigate how plans would still be able to work, you know? And I just got sick of being like, well, I want to be engaged. I want to ask her to marry me. So like, I wasn't going to just keep letting things stop me from doing it is basically what happened. So, Tiffany and I love friends. I know Paige doesn't, but Tiffany and I love friends. We have this like inside joke that she's Monica and I'm Chandler because I'm this sarcastic asshole and she's got a bit of like a
neurotic
character thing.
That is a very correct joke. That's very accurate.
I didn't watch Friends for a long time. And when Tiffany started having me watch Friends, I was like, oh, I was like, whatever. I'll start watching it. And as I was watching it, I realized like 98% of the things Monica does in the show. I was like, Tiffany, holy shit, that's you. Like, literally you in life. Like, she's actually a walking, talking Monica. No shit. So I was like, wow. So now it's on repeat. We have Friends everything. We've got Friends clothing and Friends merch out the ass. And we just, like, love Friends. We put it on for our dogs. They probably hate us. And so I was like, well, I want to do this at Central Perk because I think it'd be so fitting. I was like, let's do it at Central Perk. That'd be so fun. Like,
yeah.
So the plan was... had this was a lot of planning for an air sign. I was in over my fucking head, but I made it happen with a lot of help. My aunts were incredible. They like, one of my aunts was like, okay, what do you need? Okay, cool. And then she helped me like design and throw shit together. It was like the ring was a whole ass process. Oh God. I was dealing with an interesting personality of a jeweler. It's a whole different podcast episode, I swear. And just like, you know, figuring out like, I think what I battled the most was perfection. Like,
yeah,
everything needing to be perfect. It needs to be big enough. It needs to look the way it would look. You know, everything needs to be big. Everything needs to be this. Everything needs to be that. And it was on the same week as her birthday. That was intentional, but I kind of regret it. Because I think it was, like, too much of a meshed celebration. Whereas, like, it was her 30th birthday and our engagement. So it should have been separate. But I digress. It's fine. It happened the way that it happened. But anyways, I'll get into the details of exactly what happened. So I sent her basically with her best friend, Jacqueline, to the Friends tour. If you guys aren't from here in Los Angeles, in Burbank, which is a little area of LA County, they have the Warner Brother studio tour. So you can take this tour and like go through the sets and like da 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 da. And like the Central Perk set, original set is there. So I was like, oh shit, I'll like propose to her there. So what happened was she's an only child of four parents. She's got two step parents and her two biological parents. Three of them flew in without her knowing. And all my mom, my grandma, my aunts, my brother, everybody came. It was like 14 people. my God. Yes, that's all I could get. But also, I a lot of people to navigate, yeah. to even try to like corral, like just adults was like insane.
Yeah.
So especially we got
for a
there,
surprise like, situation. That's so stressful.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was yeah. hard. And my family's got a lot of personalities in yeah. one room. Love them. A lot of personalities.
Yeah.
Sometimes yeah. All personalities in one person. You're just like, E, who are you today? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh my God.
So that was, I just honestly, by that point, I there was nothing else I could do. It was the day of. So I was so fucking nervous. I was so nervous. I just kept like pulling the ring out, making sure it was there, putting it back, and then pulling the ring out, making sure, and just trying to breathe. Like, you know what I mean? And the yeah. thing is when you do this video tour, and I didn't know this, before you get to the front set, there's an hour guided tour before you get to
oh
the front.
Oh my God.
So I had to do it.
You were like,
so me and 15 people who were there at 8:30, and Tiffany's was scheduled at 10 because she didn't know we were going to be there. So the plan was we were already going to be there when she showed up to the Central Perk set. We had already gone through. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to surprise her basically. So we're on this like hour tour and I'm just like, this is all great. I don't even think I remember any part of that.
Oh,
I
was no,
just,
like, of course not. No.
Like, where's the, we got to get to the thing. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then we get to Central Perk and it's awesome. And they let us set it up. And so I don't know how to explain this very clearly, but there's like 10, they let people do tours in 10 minutes, every 10 minutes. Her tour was at 10, but they do it every 10 minutes. So that means she could have gotten on the tram between 10 and 10:30. Of course, she's notoriously late. She gets there. She gets on the tram at 10:30, and we had to wait like an hour and a half. I'm standing behind the fucking wall of the Central Perk with all my family, you know, a few elderly people who can't stand for very long.
Oh, no.
I'm like, please pass out. I'm back there like, everyone, you know, move your legs, move your knees.
Oh,
and I'm just
no.
standing back there and I'm like freaky. I'm like, oh God, like she's, no one knows where she is. I had my friend when I
wait,
really
wasn't Jacqueline with her?
Yeah, she yeah. was, but I was, she told me not to text her. So I didn't know what to, if I should. So I waited for her to text me when she was finally like actually in the building of stage 48 where her friends, the Central Perk is at. And there was nothing we could do. Like we were all like just waiting, you know, to see if we could see, peeking behind the wall to see if we could see. So I sent my friend who I've known for 10 years, a good friend of mine from high school. And, you know, I was like, if she's not going to recognize anybody, she's not going to recognize Tony. So he threw his hoodie on, took my camera and acted so awkward, like walking around like some sort of like he was in disguise. it's funnier than I'm explaining it, but he was like walking around reading plaques and shit, just like just pretending like, you know, I'm not here. I was like, dude, you look so suspicious. Like, yeah.
So wait, so he was with her tour so that he could get that.
No,
footage,
he was
or?
With ours, but I had him. I sent him out down towards where they get off on the tram at stage 48 to see
Got
if
you.
He could see them.
He was
so
a
he
spy.
Relay that back to us so we knew when yeah. to prepare. It was a very
got it. Oh, I thought you sent him to like. Be a spy like on her and I was like
that
she could have been terrified. No, I thought he was like following like with a camera.
And if you
he's like sitting on her tram like hoodie up.
Spy. He didn't do
hoodie up with a camera.
Yeah. Where's your scout?
And then he would just like abruptly turn around and like look at the wall and you're like, what are you even reading? Anyway, so she gets there and then the Warner Brother associates, the people who are working in the building, know what she looks like, so they come running back to me and they're like,
"She's here,
Tiffany. We've already been waiting an hour and a half. We're all exhausted. We're hangry. I'm nervous as shit. I keep like, you know, I don't even know. Honestly, I was like pulling the ring out, like talking to myself, like get your shit together. And then like the Warner Brother people kept coming back and going, "Okay, she's here. Her friend and her are here. They're over by the cafe. They're on their way in." And then they would leave. And then they would come back and they'd be like, "Okay, she's two rooms down, but they're reading every plaque and looking at every photo." I'm like, that makes sense. Okay. And then she would leave. Then she'd come back. She'd be like, "They're still looking at every photo and reading every..." Like, they're on the wall next to you, but they're still reading every... Yeah. You know, I'm like...
Piff's just, like really enjoying this tour. She's, like, in it.
She's having a great time. Like,
and I couldn't
you're in panic.
I couldn't fix your friend. Right. I could text her friend and be like, make her go, because that would be so out of her character to be like, "Okay, let's go. We got to get to the,
yeah,
you know, to the
yeah.
thing." So I just let them do, and we're all back there just like, oh, God, this is, it's like a knife. Someone stabbed you, just turning it.
Yeah.
Slow. Yeah. That sounds bad. Like it was a bad thing, but it wasn't. It was just like,
well, that's anxiety.
It's an anxiety ridden time for sure.
Yeah.
So the moment. So she turns the corner and my aunt, we had created this little like stand. And on it had like a frame, and in the frame it had a friend's quote from what Chandler says to Monica when he proposes to her. It's in the plaque. It's like in a frame. It's on like a stand, basically. And underneath that is roses and flowers and some candles. And there's a penny. And this, there's a huge significance to the penny in our relationship, but also in her life. That penny has kind of come out of nowhere. And she'd always say that her penny come from her grandpa and her grandma. And she was really close with her grandpa. So I wanted to include him, even if it was like symbolic. The penny actually said will you marry me on it, and it was down. The penny said will you marry me on it, it was down on the ground where she usually finds a penny. If you know Tiff or you walked with her, she'd be like, oh, look, a penny, and she'll like find it and like be so excited. So I was like, okay, it's there. So she goes to take a picture with her friend. We're all like secretly hiding behind the wall, like watching them do this, you know. I'm like, oh god, any minute now, any second now, any minute now, you know. And they take the picture and she gets up and misses the whole fucking thing that was set there.
And you're like,
and partially because, well, her friend knew, but she seemed really confused, which is fine, love her, but and then the people who are the friends, they kind of try to make people move after you take the picture. They're like, kind of like, you know, get off the set now, keep going. So she starts to grab her bag and leave, and I'm like, turn around. Everyone's like, turn around, turn around. Everyone by the walls, turn around, you know? And she goes to leave and I'm like, well, shit, I gotta go get her now. So I just start walking out there because she's about to walk around the corner where everybody's at. Everyone else is hiding behind the corner. She can't see any of us. So I come around the corner and I just like kind of grab her arm, and she looked at me like she didn't know who I was. Like, oh, shit. She was like shocked. Like, what the? She didn't know what. I've never seen her look like that before. It's so funny. She just went with me, but she didn't know what was going on, and she didn't know who I was. So I take her over to where the little stand was, and I just basically said to her, like, we're in this, like, really special place, and, you know, and there's some special people here, and then they all come around the wall. I said, that you may recognize, and all her family, all her parents and all the family come out. She's like, hi. She's like, wait till you see the video. She's like, hi. She's like so shocked. She's like, what the fuck is going on? She was so shocked. And then it was a blackout. And then I went black. I blacked out. I had a whole thing planned on what I was going to say. I think I got out words that made sense, but there were definitely more things I planned to say. But I basically just was like, the last 8 years of my life has been the most amazing, and I can't wait to share more with you. You know, it was like that. And then I knew in my mind, I said to myself before I went out there, I said, all right, Alaska, if all else fails and you can't get out anything out of your fucking face, just go for the ring and get down on the, do the thing.
Yeah. Do the physical thing.
Do the thing. You know what I mean? Do the thing if all else fails. And so that's kind of what I did. Tiffany said that I was glowing. She's like, I've never seen you glowing. You were glowing. Aww. And she got teary eyed. She was like, you were glowing. And I felt like I was glowing. I don't remember doing it, but I felt it. And then, like, when I, you know, there was, like, a certain knee you're supposed to do. I don't think everyone does that, but I looked it up because that's me.
There's
and
a certain I, like, knee?
Got down. You're supposed to get down on your left knee. I don't really even know why. What for what?
What the fuck?
I don't
the
know.
The only
I don't
thing
know.
I can so, think, yeah, it doesn't matter.
So there were two things I had in my suit pocket, in my suit jacket pocket, and one of them was I had a little wooden heart box that was made that says TNT on the back because Tiffany and Tiara. That's my real name. Yeah. And then the other side said the one where. If you know any of the Friends episodes, they all start with the one where. So this, the one where, right. So it's like the beginning of our story. Oh. So that was the wooden box. And on the other side, I had a little green like journal that I had been writing since 2013 that was for her that I never finished completely. And I finished it by this date so that I could give it to her. So I had those things. And so I went down and I just said... My question of will you marry me came out very odd. I was a little concerned when I watched it back. I was like, did you know what you were saying? I just like, I took the ring out and like held it out and was like, will you marry me? Like, it was just like a really weird, like the inflection was really odd. I was like, what did I just say? Will you marry me? like
oh my god, like, I love that.
It was so funny. And then she took adorable. A long time. And I'm pretty sure in the video I made a face like.
And you were like, oh no.
Which is what Chandler would do, probably.
Yeah, exactly what Chandler would do.
Yeah, like this, like
that face,
because that's what it felt like. Because she didn't answer. I was expecting, like, yes, of course, but then, like, there was a pause.
She thought about it.
Can't let them be think about it. She's a Capricorn. She'll be like, "Let me get back to you. Well, five to ten business days."
Maybe your inflection threw her a little bit. She was just like, "Wait, what am I?" Answering?
Yeah, she was probably like,
I blacked out, and she was in shock. That's the truth. She didn't. Mm-hmm. I don't think until you like actually get down, have a ring that. She even said to me she didn't really know exactly what was happening at first because her family came out, and even at that point, she thought like, "Oh, this is my birthday. This is like something for my birthday."
Yeah,
you know what I mean, like.
Yeah.
And I think the shock, like, you don't recognize someone's doing that until you're in this moment, is very fucking surreal. And when, even for me, right? And like when I'm holding the ring out, it's like, I think that's the moment when you're like, oh, this is real. This is like really happening. you know what I mean? Like, this is really, really happening. And she just like said yes. And everybody was like, woo, the background. And then, you know, I put the ring on her finger. There's a hilarious fucking, you guys, I have to show you this picture. There's a guy sitting on the friend's couch. When we were doing the engagement, when I was going to propose.
Was he a part
of
your group?
My aunt, no.
Okay.
And my aunt saw this picture and bought the pictures because of this picture. This guy is sitting solo on the friend's couch, and he looked so upset that we are behind him. One picture of him just like looks like this, where he's just like really upset that we're behind him. And then the second picture of him is him looking over at us, like. Which is real. Like,
had the engagement happened yet, or was it when you were waiting?
I think it was after she had said yes. So
everyone else is like, woo!
Yes, he's like his moment was ruined. We ruined
Oh my god,
that is incredible.
What a miserable person.
I know. Was he there? I mean, I feel a little bad for him. Was he there alone?
I don't feel bad for him.
He was on the couch alone.
So I mean, sure. I feel a little, but you know, I think.
Oh, whatever.
Most people don't plan to go there alone. Maybe something bad happened.
Maybe
he had had a proposal recently that didn't go as well.
Yeah, maybe. Like maybe he was supposed to be there with his girlfriend and they just broke up, and then now you guys are
like, dang.
I think
it's blow out their candles, sir.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
Anyways,
It all went like as planned. I don't know. I couldn't have planned it any more than I planned it. So really, it was like up to the universe.
You did a great job planning it.
You did so well. It sounds amazing.
I mean,
I can't wait to see
at the very. I mean, I asked the person that I love to marry me, and she said yes. So really, that's
success.
Yeah.
A success story.
Yeah.
Woo!
That's it. That's all that matters.
The Wiz has been so quiet. He's just been like,
I know,
in this story.
He's listening.
Wiz gave me such great advice last time we were on the podcast, actually. We talked about it because I was so nervous.
Did I help you at all? I mean,
you did.
It is a shock and surreal experience.
It's hard to help anybody. Like, yeah, I heard what you said. It was nice to have some insight. I think it's hard, like, for anybody, like, based on who you are and, like, who you're proposing to and, like, what the situation is. And, like, I don't think you could ever really be prepared for that moment until you're in that moment. It's I've never been so nervous. I'd rather do a monologue in front of, like, 10,000 people. For real. Than to, like.
Easily.
Just, like, whoa, this was.
Yeah.
Whew. That's so amazing.
But I feel so much lighter now.
Yay. You are actually.
And now,
glowy.
You know, all the questions are coming. Am I glowing? I feel very glowing.
You guys are pretty
glowy. Very happy. We just are like, I think a lot of family members, you know, and we haven't officially really announced this on like social media or anything, just because whatever. We will eventually. But
yeah,
it's just like our thing. And then so many family members and like people were being like, well, when's the wedding and when's and I'm like, dude, we just got engaged. Like, if you know anything about Tiffany and I, we didn't get engaged until 8 years later. So we like to take our time and we're reveling just in our engagement phase. And I think that's good. I know we're really super career focused right now too, but when the wedding's supposed to happen, we'll know when that planning process, not that I'll be planning.
Yeah. I was like, Tiffany's going to be all over that shit. I try.
Oh yeah. She's going to have binders. Pinterest board. Yeah.
Go back to Friends and watch when Monica is planning the wedding. There you go. There's
Tiffany. Yeah. I'm really excited about, I mean, I'm excited about your wedding, but yeah, I don't expect for you to have a date.
Oh, it's going to be fucking great.
Yeah. It's
going to
be amazing.
People are always just like so ready to like jump forward. You know, like you get married and then they're like, when are you having kids? And you're like, what?
When are you having kids? Right. It's like, once that's done, it's done, right? Once you're engaged, I guess that's over, and then you're married, then that's over, and it's like, whoa, can't we just enjoy that?
Yeah, live in that moment for a bit.
And that's moment. That's not even to say like if people get engaged, they shouldn't just get married. That's you, do you. But like, you know, we tend to take our time.
Yeah. And I love like, that. I mean, that makes planning me so a wedding happy. Takes time anyway. So.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah. That's a whole deal, which you don't even need to think about yet. Don't make that face. Don't make stress face. We're not there yet.
Listen, I'm going to get like two things that are designated to me, you know, like that are given to me. Is designated the right word?
Yep. Delegated, yeah, thank you, but designated.
Delegated to me. That's I think that was the word I was thinking of, and then I said designated. Two things. There's going to be like two things. It's going to be like music and then maybe like cake flavor. The Ooh. Very bottom layer.
Cake flavors.
You know what I mean? Like, that's it. Everything else? Mm. Cake flavor, probably not.
You know what? Yeah. That's okay. That's okay.
That's okay. No, I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it. Like,
it's going to be great. I can't wait. Kinda. Party of the century.
Yes. Woo! Party and with that, yeah, man. We're going to wrap up because I have to go work for the man. So, let's end on, there's been so much love. Let's end on something or someone we love. Go for it, everybody.
Well, I'll go first. I love my fiance.
Oh,
I love her. I love, you her.
Love your fiance.
Oh my God.
I love her. As Chandler would say, I love her. The end.
We know.
Thank you. Yes, yes.
We also love her. Love yes. you too, Tiff.
Indeed.
Was that aggressive?
Pajit?
I love one of my oldest friends. Her name is Lindsay. We are burying her mom this weekend. So we're sending her a lot of love.
Yeah.
That's all. Yeah. Kase?
Me?
Or the Wiz.
I love my friends. Is that a cop out to say I love all of my friends? Because I do. I have the best friends. People don't have friends like my friends. And that's the God's honest truth. And I just feel very thankful for the people in my life.
That's the gospel truth.
Yes.
Ooh. You're welcome.
You're welcome. Yeah. Yeah. Wiz. Thank you.
I love my niece Hava. She's having her bat mitzvah on Saturday in Seattle, and Kaylee and I are going, and I get to see my whole family, who I also love. So I'm very excited.
Bat mitzvahs are so fun. People
and celebrate.
Oh my gosh, so fun.
Young woman.
Yes.
I think.
Look her go.
That's amazing. And with that, you guys, tell somebody who you love that you love them today. Don't let them forget. Give them their roses while they're here, because that's important. Life's too short. And thanks for listening. As usual, like, rate, subscribe, share, and comment. And we'll see you next week.
Oh, no.
I don't know why I did that voice.
And back to you, Paige.
And we'll be heading back to I don't know anywhere.
Weather.
Else.
I'd be the weather guy because I feel like that'd be right.
Yeah, you'd be a great weather guy. Yeah,
I'd be the weather
I feel
guy,
like
huh?
Casey is like the lead anchor. You're the weather guy. I'm the investigative reporter.
Yeah,
Wiz.
Yeah,
Wiz
definitely. Oh my God, you guys, we're a fucking news station.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
There you go.
Because listen, we would our news station would be the shit, dude.
It would be. I don't know
how
much news
we'd actually
cover.
We'd be the realest news anchors ever. Oh, we would cover so much news. I'd be like, "There's a little fucking rain coming. Like, prepare yourself."
Just like this.
It's gonna be cloudy.
It's gonna be cloudy. It's gonna be a little bit of rain. There's gonna be a little fun. Don't drive like a dick, LAers.
Oh my God. LAers, Jordans.
Right. Bye, y'all. Bye. 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 Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.